farm?
Oh, we had chickens in my home.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh, man.
How did you used to call them? Like feeding time?
Chick, 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 chick.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, man. I even learned how to wring their necks. But I never did enjoy it.
How did you
grab them by the head here and hold their legs at first, and you grab them by the head and then you twist like you're cranking a Model T Ford. And you
Oh, wow.
Then of course, then you turn them loose and they jump around and for about 15 minutes before it. So, and all the blood runs out to that. That's important. And they don't do that very much anymore. They chop the heads off and then they start cutting them up
mm-hmm.
now. And it leaves blood in the veins a lot of times, and that makes the chicken kind of repulsive to me. Because I like all the blood run out of it. I don't like
Does it taste differently? Or?
Well, I eat especially on the legs. If you fry the legs and you come into a gob of blood in there, you know, and it's kind of repulsive to me. But some people used to put them in a big 55-gallon drum, and you wouldn't have to chase them all over the lot that way. You know, poultry dealers, they would chop the head off and put them in this 55-gallon drum, and then they would jump around in there until all the blood would ran out of the veins that way, see?
Mm-hmm.
But in the yard, we would always just turn them loose and let them run around till they gave up.
Is that where they got the same, what is it, run around with, like chicken with his head cut off?
That's right, sure.
Uh-huh. They just kind of go all over the place.
Uh-huh. They still got lots of life in their muscles, but they haven't got any brain to guide them, do they?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you ever put your cattle and stuff?
No.
Never on your cousin's farm? Or?
No, I've seen them in the meat markets a lot of times.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen them do it. In packing houses, I've even seen them. Even seen them hit them on the head with a hammer, you know, a hatchet, a big axe. I mean, and then they have to let them cool off too. I mean, they're still quivering and
mm-hmm.
all, even though they've been hit. You know, they're still alive. The body is not the head, but not mm-hmm. the brain, but the body is still alive. And they have to hang them up. Well, just like any deer or anything, they have to hang them up and let them bleed, you know,
mm-hmm.
or get all that blood out before they...
I had an uncle that worked in a packing plant in, where was it? I think it was up in Wisconsin. Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that same job that you're talking about. I used to stand on a, stand on this fence, you know, and as the cows walking between, he was the executioner.
Oh, is that right? Well, I don't think I'd like that job.
No, I guess it gets old after a while.
Mm. I've seen it done all right, but I never did enjoy watching it.
Yeah. What can you name some different kinds of sausages and describe them for me?
Well, of course, most sausage is made from pork, so you say pork sausage would be in links or in patties, or is that what you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
like
mm-hmm.
that? Then of course they make them into wieners, and knockwursts, and then there's into the... You have smoked sausage, you take the others and take the fresh sausage and smoke it. You've got smoked sausage, and you can make from that, you can have salami, I guess you might call it a type of sausage,
mm-hmm.
and liverwurst, or